Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, I see that some of it's charging me 49 something, and I got a problem because never I use the Excel or the Loop something, and I would like that the subscription be erased, deleted.
ASM, can I get your zip code?
28144.
And your first and last name?
Dora Torres.
And what was your mailing address?
It's marvelouswoman21@hotmail.com.
No, your mailing address, like your shipping.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. 708 Moresby Road, Salisbury, North Carolina, 28144.
Yes, sir. My DCO order was placed for a pulse oximeter. Do you recall placing that order?
What order?
For a pulse oximeter?
No, I wanted that delete those things because I don't remember that I subscribed for it, and I don't want that.
Yes, ma'am. Did you do the shipping and handling for the pulse oximeter? The $7.45?
No.
And knowing your household could have authorized the $7.45 for the pulse oximeter?
No.
Yes, ma'am. So I can have this account canceled. The cancellation stops any future billings. As far as the current charge goes, I would need to transfer you over to our fraud department.
Okay.
We do have to let you know we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we'll open an investigation and prosecute whoever has placed the order without your knowledge. So we do have to verify it was not placed by you or anyone in your household.
$75. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Yes, and you said the shipping and handling was not authorized by you or anyone in your household?
I wanted to cancel everything, please.
Yes, this account's been canceled. That stops any future billings. I'm going to go ahead and have you transfer it to fraud. Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.